40 Days of Words. Your word is truth. John 17:17. Jesus said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Hi, this is Jim Brown. This, John 17, is Jesus' famous prayer to his Father in the Garden of Gethsemane just before his arrest, his rigged trials, and crucifixion. This is truly our Lord's Prayer. This verse is also revealing. Jesus is asking his Father to sanctify them, his followers. The word sanctify means to make them, his followers, holy and set them apart for his purposes. That includes us today too, those of us who are followers of Jesus. Jesus Christ is asking this of the Father, and then he adds, "Your word is truth," unquote. God's word. These are the things that he has spoken, either himself directly, or through the prophets, or his angels, or by his followers, or his only begotten Son, Jesus. Truth today seems in short supply, doesn't it? And with all the diverse opinions out there, how do we know what the truth is, where to find it, and how to recognize it? You could go back to look at my 40 Days of Truth devotional series. A lot about truth in that one. Jesus gives us a key here. He says, very simply, God's word is truth. So, that's the place to start. Not the morning news, the afternoon paper, or the news on the internet or the radio. Start with God's word. It is true. And that truth will outlast all of today's news outlets in any slimy, self-serving, twisted truth that's out there. You see, when you make God's word your starting point, then you can measure the truthfulness of everything else by that. Like a compass that always shows where north is, God's word will always point us to the right direction. It'll always point us to the truth. My prayer. Lord, I am thankful for my Bible, the Word of the Living God. Help me to value it, read it, meditate on it, and grow in it. I want to be sanctified in the truth, and I acknowledge that your word is truth. Amen.